Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Marion County Extension Education Coordinator Lydia Dingeman for an update on the Marion County Fair.
We're here at the Marion County Fair. Obviously, it's coming back this year after being 4-H and FFA only last year. First of all, just tell me what it means to, you know, be having people here on the grounds once again, back to normal, right?
Yeah, those kids put in a lot of work on those projects, and it's going to be really nice to have public come back through and get to check out all the projects. You've got your static exhibits in Dyer Hudson, but you also got all your livestock in all the barns.
Let's just kind of talk about some of the livestock shows that are going to be going on here, or what folks have to look forward to from that standpoint.
Yeah, so you've got your big livestock. So on Monday, you got your sheep show, your bucket bottle lamb and calf and kid, your poultry show. On Tuesday, you're going to have your rabbit show, beef show. So those are all something that you can look forward to those days. They're pretty big shows here at Marion County Fair. You got really good competition. Everybody looks forward to come out and seeing them.
Well, and with those livestock too, I mean, it's always so great just to see the work for all those kids pay off, right? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a big undertaking for them,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, a lot of these kids are committing to these animals in the winter or even earlier. Some of these kids have raised, say, their steer that's going to be in the beef show. They've been working with that cow for maybe multiple years. They might have started with it as a bucket calf and then brought it up through 4-H. So it's really cool to see, and they sure do put a lot of work into it, and they really are proud of what they do.
Well, what are some other things going on here on the fairgrounds? We talked a little bit about the livestock shows we have coming up. What else is there for people to see here?
We're doing something a little new this year. Bingley Building's got some awesome activities that we got going on. We're doing some bingo. We've got some food safety presentations that are going on, some workshops. We're going to have a craft day where kids can come in, or anybody in the public can come in and do some crafts we got set up there. We're going to have a Mario Kart tournament, just all kinds of fun little here and there's that keep kids occupied, but also to get the public interested in coming out and checking things out. So.
Well, is there a way to get registered for those, or do you just show up and participate?
You just show up and participate. I know it's a little different since everything's gone to pre-registration, but we really want to get people out there, and if they've got that 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes and they can stop by and do a craft, they're welcome to do so. So
you had mentioned the Dyer Hudson exhibits. We talked about the livestock exhibits earlier, but I mean, kind of the same thing too, like so much planning that goes into those Dyer Hudson projects, right? I mean, that's not overnight stuff in there, right?
No, they all have, each project has to have a write-up that has to be done with it, so you can go in and read all those write-ups that these kids made with these projects, but you've got some projects that may have taken them 7 to 8 months to complete. There's some really cool tables, chairs, paintings, photographs, you name it, it's probably in there. And it's really cool to see the kids, they did their conference judging for it on Thursday, and there's a lot of cool projects this year. And you can check out the ones that actually made it to State Fair and the ones that were considered, and it's a cool little setup they got in there.
Well, you, of course, said you were the education coordinator here with Marion County, the Marion County Extension Office. I guess tell me just a little bit about your position. Just tell our listeners, you know, what you do here.
Yeah, I've actually worked here for a little over a year, and I was the intern prior to that. So I know a little how the fair's been going and how it all works. But I do adult coordinating for adult programming as the education coordinator. So we have pesticide trainings, workshops, things like that. Last year I did a flower arranging workshop, so hoping to get not just youth but also adults more involved. So
and what's going on over in your office? Is that just kind of administration office or mm-hmm. over there? Or
yep, that's yeah. just yep administration. Any questions people have, they can stop by, come in and ask, and be happy to answer them.
Well, and I guess, do you have a pitch for folks to come out to the Marion County Fair?
I say just come on out, have some fun. There's great food, great company, lots of awesome animals and projects to see. You got air conditioning in the Dyer Hudson building, so you're not stuck outside the whole time if you don't want to be. And there's some really cool static exhibits too, so come show these kids that you are supporting everything they do, and they really appreciate it, and we really appreciate everything that everybody does in the community for us. So we want them to be able to enjoy what we have.
Thanks to Marion County Extension Education Coordinator Lydia Dingeman for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.